Welcome to Blue Lotus Yoga Podcast with me, Jill Amerson. So today's practice is a gentle practice that would be perfect for first thing in the morning. So it's a short, limbering practice designed to awaken the body and mind after the inactivity of sleep. So you might want to grab a strap and perhaps a yoga block, as we'll be lengthening the hamstrings with some leg stretches and also ending the practice with a short seated meditation. So grab anything that you might need to make yourself comfortable, and then settle yourself onto your mat, lying down on your back with legs stretched or knees bent, and we'll begin our practice. Namaste. So finding yourself lying down on your back, take a few moments to settle, to wiggle out any niggles from clothing or from your posture, and just allow yourself to fall into the support of the earth. Allow the body to release down into that support. If the legs are stretched out, let's keep the legs just a little wider than hips distance apart and let the toes roll out to the sides. If the knees are bent, then stepping the feet out towards the edges of your mat and dropping the inner knees together to touch. So this lower part of the back can spread and broaden. Let's take the arms away from the sides of the body and roll the palms up towards the sky, the backs of the hands resting gently against the earth, the collarbones spreading, opening, the heart lifting. Find a comfy spot for the back of your head, preferably where the forehead can be slightly higher than the chin. This allows the back of the neck to lengthen, but avoid really pressing the back of the neck down to flatten it into the floor. Close the eyes, part the lips and teeth a little, soften the jaw, and become aware of the waves of breath entering and leaving your body through the nostrils. Watch those waves of breath entering and leaving, bringing fresh vital energy with the inhalations, and bringing release and softness with the exhalations. Notice how there's no effort involved. Just enjoy being breathed, witnessing the waves of prana flowing through you as you begin your day. As you breathe now, allow the breath to be breathed into all the corners of the body, especially where anywhere where you feel tightness or holding or tenderness. Let the breath find space. Allow it to open and fill the body with light. Breathing softly, gently, and evenly, working on finding a balance for the length of inhalation and exhalation, trying to make them equally as long. Then very gently placing one hand softly just below your navel, and as you take your next inhalation, breathe into the palm of your hand. Feel the belly rising, gently moving upwards to meet your palm. And as you exhale, the belly softens, withdrawing away from your palm and back towards the earth. A smooth inhalation, the belly expanding, filling, rising. Smooth exhalation, the belly softening, releasing. Once again, a smooth belly breath, and exhaling fully, not being in a rush to take the next in-breath. Let's take the other hand now and place it on your side rib, so just below your breastbone, just on the side waist. And as you next inhale, feel the side ribs expanding, following the rise of the belly. As you exhale, feel the ribs contract and the belly soften. So as you're inhaling, the belly rises to meet your palm and the ribs move sideways just like a concertina opening. And as you exhale, the ribs soften, the belly releases. Let's take the hand away from the belly now and slide it on up just below your collarbones, just on the chest. So that as you take your next breath in, still be aware of the belly expanding, the ribs expanding, and then a gentle lifting of your chest. As you exhale, the chest, then ribs, then belly, soften. A smooth inhalation through the nose, belly, ribs, and chest. And a smooth exhalation through the nose, chest, ribs, and belly. Let's take the hand that's on the ribs now and slide it upwards, just gently laying it on your throat. Feeling the connection between your throat and the rhythmic breath in the torso. Smooth inhalations, smooth exhalations. Taking the hand that's on your chest now and laying it gently on your brow. As you place your hand there, feel softness move all the way across your forehead. Any worry, any anxiety, let it all melt with your touch. Then gently laying both hands over your eye sockets. So not pressing on the eyelids, but just gently cupping the palms of your hands to your eye sockets. Feel the warmth, the heat of your palms, softening the eyes. And then very gently lift the hands away. Stretch the arms overhead. Reach up. Stretch the palms of the hands. Stretch the fingers. Open your wrists, open the eyes of the elbows. Reach a little bit more. Take an in-breath and stretch even more. And then as you exhale, let's draw the right knee into the chest, hugging it in, either holding on around the back of your thigh or around the front of your shin, whatever feels more appropriate for you. But try to keep the shoulders relaxed. Keep those collarbones spreading. Keep the face soft. The back of the head stays on the floor. As you're breathing with your next exhalation, see if you can fully exhale and guide that right thigh a little closer towards your belly. As you next inhale, gently tuck the chin a little more towards the chest, and on the exhale, curl on up as though you were going to raise the head and shoulders to meet your right knee. Holding it there, still keeping a regular, steady, even breath. And then on your next exhale, gently lowering the head and shoulders and stretching the right leg out or keeping that knee bent, whatever your preference. As you next inhale again, stretch the arms back overhead. Open wide. If your shoulders feel a little tight today, then just take the arms a little wider, like a V shape. Reach out through the fingers. Stretch, stretch, stretch. Take an in-breath. And as you exhale, bring the left knee in towards the chest this time, hugging that knee close to you. Holding on around the thigh, the shin. And if that right leg is stretched out, let's keep that right leg lovely and active now by flexing the right toes back towards your face. As you next exhale, then try to hug that left thigh a little closer towards your belly. Take another in-breath softly, And as you exhale, begin to curl up the chest and chin as though you're going to kiss that left knee. Breathing steadily, not staggering, stifling the breath. And on the next slow, long exhalation, peel the shoulders, the back of the head back onto the floor. Stretch the arms back overhead. Take an in-breath, anchor the navel down to the earth. Don't let those ribs pop up so we disengage from our lower part of the body. Keep connected. As you stretch, take another in-breath, and on the exhalation, bring both knees into the chest, taking each hand onto the relevant knee. And then as you inhale, begin to straighten your arms so the thighs move a little further away from your belly. As you exhale, the elbows flare out to the side slightly so the thighs move closer towards your belly. Let's keep this steady rhythm with the breath. So as we're inhaling, thighs are moving away, arms are straightening. And as we exhale, elbows are flaring, thighs come closer. So working with this steady rhythm now, inhaling, extending the arms, exhaling, bending the arms. Just moving in Apanasana just to help to elongate and stretch the lower back. One more full breath, a full inhalation and a full exhalation. Great. Still lying on your back, lowering the soles of the feet onto the floor. Let's take the arms alongside the body, hugging them in nice and tight towards your torso, with palms pressing down on the floor, somewhere down near to your hips. Let's bend the knees and walk the heels in nice and close to your butt. So you're lining up the backs of your heels with your sitting bones. Press down into the feet. Let's try and lift all 10 toes so we really become lovely and grounded through the feet. Gently begin to lift the back from the floor, peeling it away until you're just like a ski slope, down from the knees to the shoulders. No need to try to push the hips up as far as you can. Just for now, draw the tail into the body a little bit as though you're lengthening your tailbone towards the back of your knees. Try to keep your knees directly over your ankles, avoiding splaying them out, which compresses the lower back. So breathing steadily again, keep that face nice and relaxed, especially no gritted teeth through the jaw. Take another in-breath, and as you exhale, gently begin to lower the spine back towards the earth, popping the vertebrae down one at a time. We're going to do that again, and this time, as the hips lift, the arms are going to stretch back behind us. Now, if you are aware that you've got tightness in your shoulders today, then take the arms more towards a Y shape as opposed to reaching them directly back overhead. So as we inhale, hips and arms sync with the breath, lifting together, reaching the arms back behind you, aiming to place the hands on the floor, but don't worry if they don't quite reach there yet. As you exhale, the hands and the hips begin to move back towards the earth again. One more time, inhaling, arms and hips steadily lift. And on the exhale, arms move back towards your side waist and hips as the spine comes back towards the earth. Great. Making sure your strap's in reaching distance now. We're going to begin to stretch out those hamstrings. So let's hug the right knee into the chest. And as you hug the right knee into the chest, you can either decide to use your strap and place the strap around the ball of your right foot. Or If you know that your shoulders aren't too tight this morning and your hamstrings are pretty stretchy, then feel free to take a little yogi toe lock around the right big toe using your right middle finger and index finger and thumb. As you next inhale, let's begin to extend that right leg up towards the sky, spreading all five toes and reaching up equally through both sides of the foot, so not dipping down to one side or the other. Pressing up equally through the four corners, through the root of the big toe, the root of the baby toe, and either side of the back of the heel. Don't worry if your leg doesn't want to go completely straight today. If you feel any tightness or resistance in your hamstring, then use the breath as a pulsation with the movement. So as you're inhaling, you're reaching up to the sky through those four corners of your feet. And as you're exhaling, you're micro-bending your knee. So smooth inhalations and exhalations, aiming to warm up the back of the legs, the sides of the legs, and the fronts of the legs. Let's try and keep the shoulders relaxed. The collarbones stay spreading. So if you're using a strap, it might be helpful to let the backs of your upper arms stay on the floor. So there's no kind of pulling and striving through the upper part of the torso. That can stay lovely and relaxed as we just focus our awareness into the right hamstring. If this is feeling okay for you, you want to stretch out that left leg away towards the front edge of your mat, go ahead. But if it goes all the way out, keep it energized and active, pointing the left toes back towards your face. So we're reaching in opposite directions with the legs. The left foot is pushing away, and the right leg is reaching up to the sky. Great, we're going to work into the muscles surrounding the inner and outer hip now. So just taking the strap or your big toe with your right hand, and you're going to place your left hand on that bubbly bit at the front of your left hip. So place your left hand there to anchor that side of your pelvis down. As you inhale, extend up through the four corners of your right foot. And as you exhale, you're going to guide the right leg out to the right, just as far as feels appropriate for you. As soon as you feel that left hip bone pushing up into your left palm, then that's a good indicator that you've gone to your maximum range of movement for today with that right leg. So try to keep the pelvis nicely balanced and anchored onto the earth. Still reaching out through all four corners of the right foot. And then on your next inhale, you're going to bring that leg all the way back up again. Let's change hands on the strap or the big toe. So you're holding with your left side now. And you're going to wiggle your right thumb into your right hip crease. So your fingers are kind of curling round towards the earth. Begin to press your thumb pad into your right thigh, as though you're pressing your right thigh away from you, but keeping that right leg just as straight as is appropriate for you. Take an in-breath, and as you exhale, guide the right leg just across the midline, about 10 inches or so beyond the midline towards your left side. Keep pressing the right thumb against the right thigh, creating space in the outer right hip. Still breathing steadily, keeping both sides of your pelvis firmly connected and rooted to the earth. As you inhale, let's bring that right leg back up, taking both hands to the strap, or once again, taking the big toe with your right hand. Keep the right leg extended. Take an in-breath. And as you exhale, you're going to curl the torso up as though you're going to come up to kiss the right knee. Take another in-breath here. And as you exhale, gently lower the mid-back, the shoulders, the back of the head onto the earth again. Great. Take an in-breath, and as you exhale, release your strap and allow your right leg to float back down onto the earth. If the left leg isn't stretched out, then stretch it out to join the right. Just take a moment just to witness. Perhaps the right leg feels a little longer than the left leg right now. So we're going to move into the other side so we create balance and equal leg length. So let's start with both knees bent. And this time it's the left knee that hugs into the chest. Choosing to do a little yogi toe lock or use the strap, taking the strap just underneath the roots of your toes. That way we get better feedback from the four corners of the feet and from the muscles on the inner thigh, the outer thigh, the front of the leg and the back of the leg. As you next inhale, you begin to extend that left leg up to the sky, keeping the shoulders relaxed, the face relaxed, the breath steady. Once again, if this side doesn't want to go totally straight, that's perfectly fine. Just use your breath with the pulsation. So as you're inhaling, the leg is extending as far as it'll go, and as you're exhaling, you're micro-bending the knee softly. So breathing into the hamstring, breathing light into that space, encouraging warmth and openness there. If this is feeling okay for you, by all means, stretch out your right leg along your mat. But remember, if that leg is totally out straight, then point those right toes back towards your face. Point the left toes down towards your face too. So we're pushing through the four corners of each foot, away from us with the right foot and up to the sky with the left foot. Great. We're going to begin to work into the hips a little bit more now. So just holding your strap or your left big toe with your left hand. Let's take the right hand and place it gently on that bobbly bit that pops up on the right hip there, the top of the iliac crest, just placing your right palm there to anchor the right hip. As you begin to inhale, spread into all four corners of your left foot. And as you exhale, gently guide the left leg out to the left, keeping the leg just as straight as you had it when it was vertical. So try not to let it drop away from you. Keep spreading and reaching out into the four corners of your left foot. Keep that right side anchored. And then with your next inhale, gently lift the leg back up to center. We're going to switch hands on the big toe or the strap. So holding with your right hand, wiggle your left thumb into the hip crease. So the pad of your thumb is pressing against the top of your thigh, fingers curling round towards your butt. As you inhale, extend the leg up again. As you exhale, take the leg just beyond the midline, about 10 inches or so, towards your right side. Keep pressing the left thumb into your left thigh, keeping that spaciousness and openness in the outer hip. Smooth breaths. And then on your next in-breath, let's gently lift that left leg back up to center again. Taking both hands to the strap or taking your left hand back to your big toe. As you next inhale, reach up through the leg, and as you exhale, curl head and shoulders up as though you're going to kiss the knee. No strain in the neck. So if you're feeling anything there, then please just take your right hand around the back of your head and let your head fall back into the support of your right palm. Taking an in-breath, and on the exhalation, gently release shoulders and head back down to the earth. Unhook your strap if you're using one. And on the next exhalation, allow your left leg to float down onto the earth. Stretch both legs out again. Just noticing any differences, witnessing the sensations flowing through your body. We're gently going to roll over now onto our bellies. So as you roll over, then propping yourself up into a Sphinx position onto your forearms. So setting up so that your elbows are underneath your shoulders and your forearms are like train tracks. If you're feeling any pressure at all in the lower back, then just gently slide your elbows further away from you towards the front of your mat. That'll decrease that arc in the lumbar and hopefully take away any resistance and holding. As we press down into the forearms and spread out all of our fingers and root them into the earth, let's just take a moment to spread the collarbones, feeling as though you're rolling the fronts of your shoulders slightly back and rooting your shoulder blades down into the mid-back. Let's tuck under our toes, keeping our feet hips distance apart. Curl all 10 toes under. And as you press your pubic bone down, just begin to push into your heels just as much as you're opening your heart and opening your collarbones. Take another in-breath. Let the heart be buoyant and lifted. Let the gaze look out softly. And as you exhale, then allowing yourself just to release all the way over the floor. So uncurl your toes. Bring the hands back so they slide back alongside your ribs. Fingers pointing towards the top of your shoulders. Forearms off the floor. Elbows pointing to the sky. And the inner elbows kind of moving in towards your side ribs. Let's keep the chin or forehead down on the floor and just move our awareness to our legs. The feet stay hips distance apart, the toes pointing now and clicking all 10 toes down onto the mat so that as the feet root down, the fronts of your ankles, the fronts of your shins gently rise away from the floor. Press your pubic bone down. And as you inhale, just begin to gently press into the hands just a little and feel your heart, chest, forehead and chin lifting away from the earth. So you're rising up like a snake into Bhujangasana, cobra pose, still having a nice steady breath. Not relying on the hands too much here. In fact, can we just let the hands hover away from the floor and just use the strength of our legs and the foundation of our hips and pelvis? Take another in-breath and as you exhale, let's lower back down with the chest and the head. Press into the hands, tuck under the toes and press yourself all the way up onto all fours, just like a tabletop. Knees are hips distance apart. Toes can be tucked for extra stability. Knees directly under the hips. Heels of the hands directly under the shoulders. Arms straightening just as much as feels okay for you. Draw the navel slightly up and back towards the spine. And then slowly, let's begin to circle the torso over the earth, just as though you were got a pencil dangling from your navel and you're drawing a perfect circle on your mat beneath you. So you can make these circles just as large or small as feels good for you. So to increase the size, you can rock your butt back all the way towards your heels. Or you can keep them nice and small. But take care to work with your breath, so that half the circle is the inhalation and the other half of the circle is the exhalation. Smooth, even breaths. Just loosening into the wrists, into the shoulders, into the hips and into the knees. Let's pause there for a moment and we're going to change direction. So moving the opposite way, continuing to be guided by the wave of your breath. Let's take one more full round of breath, a full circle, inhaling and exhaling and finding a neutral position once again in that tabletop. Tuck the toes under if they're not already and you're going to rock your bum back towards your heels as you reach your arms forwards, keeping the hands shoulder width apart, really spread out through your fingers now and root down
into the roots of the fingers, particularly into the root of the index and that webbing between the index and the thumb. Really anchor it down, press it down, press the knuckles down. Then as you next inhale, you're going to begin to lift your knees and shins off the floor. And coming into Adho Mukha Svanasana, downward facing dog. So just like an upside down V, the sitting bones become the apex of that V as they lift up to the sky. Feel free to pedal out through your heels, just to take any tension away from the hips and the legs. Feel free to mobilize the spine, creating a little wave along the spine. Sway the hips, give the head a gentle shake, just releasing any tension from the body. And then just taking a couple of easy breaths here in Downward Dog. Feel as though your inner thighs are reaching back behind you. And that can be with bent knees or straight legs, depending on your hamstrings. Draw the navel slightly back towards your spine to draw in support for the back body. As you root down through your hands, slightly flare the elbows out to the sides and then scooping the eyes of the elbows back in towards the midline of your mat as you straighten the arms as much as feels appropriate. But take care not to completely lock out those elbow joints. So we've got even balance and stability between the hands and feet, creating a sense of lightness. Let your face be soft. Look down at that space between your hands and then begin to take little baby steps walking towards your hands. When you're there, meeting your hands, then bend your knees, feet together. Toes are spreading across the earth. Bend the knees and bring your hands up onto your knees. So you're taking a modified chair pose. Sink your bum down. Lift the heart up. Look ahead of you. Spread the collarbones. Take an in-breath. Press the floor away and burst the arms out to the side as you bring yourself all the way up to standing. Let's separate the feet out now, about hips distance apart. Make sure they're parallel and one foot isn't forwards of the other, nice and even, just like train tracks. Spread into your feet. Slightly lift the kneecaps up and draw the tail into your body. As you inhale, turn the palms forwards and send both arms out to the side and overhead. Take a hold of your left wrist with your right hand. Take an in-breath, and as you exhale, just gently lean the torso towards your right side, as though the right hand is gently encouraging your left hand to move in that direction. Try to keep the left shoulder rolling back rather than allowing the shoulder and the torso to roll forwards. Can you keep that stability in your base, in your roots? Good. Take an in-breath. Come all the way up. We're going to change the grasp on the hands now. So holding the opposite way, take an in-breath. And as you exhale, leaning out towards your left side, keeping that right shoulder back and rooted down. Good. Take an in-breath. Come all the way up. And as you exhale, let the arms come back down towards your sides. So keeping the feet hips distance apart, you're going to slide your left leg directly back behind you. So turning the back foot just slightly in and a nice big stance, at least your leg's length between your feet. And we're looking to line up heel to heel. Spread out your right toes. As you inhale, turn the palms forwards and sweep the arms around and up towards the sky so that the hands become shoulder width apart above the head, palms are parallel, and the little fingers are slightly rotating towards the face. Lift up through the chest and through the spine, Really root down into the feet, take an in-breath. And as you exhale, bend the right knee into Virabhadrasana 1. Breathing gently, breathing easily as you reach all the way up towards the sky. Take another in-breath here, the ribs wide, just opening like bird's wings in flight with intercostal breathing. And as you exhale, then let's straighten the right leg and bring the hands down and around behind the back. So holding on to opposite wrists, forearms or elbows, or taking a reverse namaste if that's okay for your shoulders. Taking an in-breath, lifting up through the heart, and as you exhale, extending the spine as you bend forwards from your hips, folding over your right leg. So if you're feeling any niggles in your lower back, feel free to micro bend that right knee. Otherwise, breathing steadily, feeling the waves of the breath. And allowing that wave of breath to help you to elongate and surrender. Feeling the connection of your legs and feet with the earth. And allowing yourself to fold gently just as far as feels appropriate for you. Let's try just drawing that right hip slightly up and back into space and letting the left hip roll slightly forward so we keep the stability in the pelvis. Microbending the right knee now. And as you exhale, I'd love for you to bring your hands down onto the floor either side of your right foot. Walk the hands away a little bit so the hands are underneath the shoulders. Tented fingers or flat palms. Bend the right knee a little bit more. Take an in-breath, and as you exhale, let's allow that left leg to float up to the sky into a standing split. Staying here, or if you're steady, walk your hands a little closer towards your right foot. Taking care to keep the hips nice and even, just as we had them in Parsvottanasana a few moments ago. So try to keep the center plane of your left leg parallel to the floor beneath you. Spread out those left toes. Take an in-breath. And then as you exhale, let's lower the left leg, coming in to a forward fold. So bringing both feet together. Bend the knees a little. Spread into your feet. Take your weight back as you drop your butt down. Take the weight back into the heels. Reach the arms forwards alongside the ears. Palms are facing each other. Lift the belly off the thighs into Utkatasana. Take an in-breath. Come all the way up to standing. Reach tall. And as you exhale, bring the hands down into Anjali Mudra, prayer position in front of the heart. Let's toe heel the feet hips distance apart again. And we're going to take that little vinyasa onto the other side. So stepping back with your right leg this time, finding Virabhadrasana 1. So legs length apart with the feet, heel-heel alignment to keep the pelvis nice and square. We're doing our best to keep our pelvis square to the front of the mat together with the chest and shoulders. So on an in-breath, take the arms out and up to the sky. Palms are facing. Shoulders are rooting down into the middle back. Little fingers are slightly curling towards the face to enable that spaciousness to increase between your shoulder blades. As you exhale, bend the left knee up to 90 degrees. Make sure that that left knee is kind of navigating towards your baby toe and not rolling in. Beautiful. Really spread into the back foot. Keep grounding and rooting. as the heart lifts, the chest lifts. Then as you next inhale, on the exhale, begin to straighten the leg and sweep the arms down around the back, preparing for Parsvottanasana. So your variation of hands together, wrists, forearms, elbows, or reverse namaste. Let's ensure that the pelvis is nice and square towards the front of the mat. And as you inhale, lift the heart up. And as you exhale from the hips, hinging forwards, folding just as far as feels appropriate for you. Once again, stay connected with your feet. Keep spreading them. Lifting the kneecaps a little and squeezing your inner thighs towards the midline of your mat to keep that stability into the earth. Allow your awareness to move into your core as the forehead lowers towards the knee. So long, lengthening stretch through both sideways, reaching equally. Once again, drawing the left hip slightly up and back into space and the right hip rolling forwards a little, keeping the pelvis steady. Micro bending the knee. As you inhale, come, begin to release the hands down onto the floor. Walk the hands away a little. And then as you next inhale, allow the right leg to float up towards the sky, coming into standing splits. Once again, we're trying to keep the pelvis steady, so we're not kind of cocking out that left hip up to the sky. Keep the hips nice and even if you can. Spread out the right toes. Let the head release down. You can walk those hands in a little closer towards the standing leg if you'd like to. Take an in-breath. And then as you exhale, let that leg float back down to the floor so you find yourself in a forward fold. Feet are together. Bend the knees up to 90 degrees. Try not to grip the earth through those toes. Keep them spreading and relaxed. Take some weight back into the heels as you release your bum down towards the earth, but point your sit bones towards the back edge of your mat. Reach your arms forwards and alongside the ears. Palms are parallel again. Utkatasana, chair pose. Take an in-breath, reach all the way up to the sky. And as you exhale, bring the hands down in front of the heart space into Anjali Mudra once again. Toe-heeling the feet now, a little wider than hips distance apart. And turn your toes out towards the front corners of your mat. We're going to come down into Malasana, a yogic squat. So feel free to get a little blanket or a block underneath your heels if you know your calves are a bit tight. Or if you want to use some wall space so that you don't need to go down all the way towards the floor if you have knee issues, then go ahead and maneuver yourself and grab whatever you need. So standing nice and tall, weight even on both feet, hands in Anjali Mudra, toes turned out. Take an in-breath, and then as you exhale, begin to bend the knees towards the toes and allow yourself to sink down into a squat. Keep the tail drawing in, the belly lifting, the heart lifting, the collarbones spreading. You can take your elbows in between your knees and press the heels of your hands together to encourage the elbows to flare and in turn open those hips. Taking a couple of nice deep breaths. And then on the exhalation, gently taking your hands behind you, lowering your seat onto the earth and coming into any comfortable seated position that works for you. So you might want to do cross-legged. You might want to take a half lotus, a full lotus. Or if none of these are accessible for you, then just stretch your legs out ahead of you, but keep them wide like a V shape so you've got a nice foundation to sit over, nice and broad through your sit bones. Draw the flesh back behind you. And just allow your spine to lengthen. Let the backs of your hands rest on your knee or your lap, or take any other mudra hand gesture that you might be working with right now. And as you sit, feel as though you're drawing the center point of your ears back over your sitting bones. You're drawing the sides of your neck back a little so that the hind skull lengthens up to the sky. You're allowing the shoulder blades to move down into the middle back, allowing the collarbones to spread and open. Once again, be aware of the breath moving through you. Listen to the waves of breath. And as you're breathing in, once again, breathing lightness into all the nooks and crannies of your body. Notice any differences in the physical body now. Perhaps you feel a little bit more alert in the physical body. Perhaps there's a little bit more space, less tightness, less holding. Is that the same with the breath too? Is the breath moving a little easier? Is there less resistance, less hurry to breathe in and out, just an effortless wave? So I hope that your practice today has helped you to find some lightness and spaciousness in the body and in the mind. Let's bring our hands together in front of the heart into Anjali Mudra and bow forwards, offering our praise, thanks, and gratitude to the universe. And may the light in me honor and bless the light in you. Namaste.